You should see everybody dancing. That song is called My Nutty Car, and it's from an album called Putumayo Kids Presents Brazilian Playground. And it's funny, you can listen to a song and not know what the words are and still enjoy it because it just sounds kind of neat. And we have got poets now, and I'm so happy that they're here. They are from Environmental Charter School. You've heard a lot of great writing and expression from students at Environmental Charter School here on the Saturday Light Brigade before, and today is no exception. I think before they present their poetry, I would like everybody to just quickly introduce themselves and say how old you are and if you have any shout-outs, just so we can sort of get you comfortable. And we're going to start with Anya and go right around. So go ahead.
Hi, my name's Anya. I'm 10 years old, and I'd like to shout out to my mom, who's out there, my teacher, who's right here, and all my family that's listening.
My name is Lucha, and I'm 11 years old, and I want to shout out to my parents and Miss Duffy, my favorite teacher.
My name is Kyra, and I'm 11 years old, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, who let me participate in this, and the rest of my family, and my teacher, Miss Duffy, who made this all happen.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm 11 years old, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my teacher, Miss Duffy, for helping me to write my poem and get better, and also a shout-out to my parents for helping me, encouraging me to do my best and everything.
Hi, my name's Corinne, and I'm 11 years old, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, who is listening right now, and my dad, and Miss Duffy, because she helped me to get here and to be on the radio.
Hi, my name's Sophie. I'm 10 years old, and I like to give a shout-out to my family and Miss Duffy.
Now we're going to say hello to Miss Duffy, who probably we're going to get you a bigger pair of headphones because you're probably feeling just all full of happiness, right? Tell us a little bit about what your kids did, what we're going to hear.
So our students were learning about different current events that were occurring in the world. And we had them research and discuss as a community about these different issues. And we gave them a safe place to talk freely about whatever was on their mind, what they were hearing on the news, what was going on in their communities around them. And they then chose a topic that they felt very passionately about and wrote a poem and did some abstract art also around that piece and presented it to our community at school and to about 100 plus people, which was really, really powerful. And if I can give a shout out really quick also, these guys came in during their recess time. They felt really, really strongly about speaking their piece for peace and promoting an inspiring change. And I also wanted to give a shout out to all of our other students who aren't here right now, but who are also world changers just like these guys. So.
And also Joe Burke, and there's some others we should acknowledge. I saw Joe
Burke
out there.
Right there with the cell phone. Yeah. And all of our amazing parents, for sure, for supporting their kids and their education. They're fantastic.
And thanks to Justin Alio, too, who's been tweeting away this morning along with Joe. So I understand that I can just turn it over to you, Anya, and you six, can take care of the segment. So you're ready to introduce it. And these are the topic, Peace for Peace, Environmental Charter Schools, members of the fifth grade class.
So we as a fifth grade community discovered that there are many issues in the world that fifth graders like us often don't get the opportunity to discuss in school, even though these issues are common in our society. Sometimes we don't take the time to learn about current events because they don't affect us directly, but when we put in the time, we can build our empathy for others. Kids like us can make a difference. Over the course of our current events in the Arts Unit, we learned about many different topics such as discrimination due to race, gender, and religion, and we had a forum for courageous conversations in a safe place. We also discussed homelessness, bullying, and food deserts in order to take on a new perspective. We then chose a topic we felt most passionately about, and we expressed how we felt about our chosen topic through poetry and abstract art. A local Pittsburgh poet came in and taught us how to use our voices to express emotion as we speak our piece for peace. Then we shared our pieces with 100-plus people at our poetry event in school. We are extremely grateful to get this opportunity to share our poems on SLB in order to spread awareness over the radio waves and share our voice in order to inspire change. Thank you.
My poem is called Why Do They Do This? And I wrote it about discrimination because discrimination can be put on so many levels, and I have been affected by this, and a lot of my friends have been affected by this, and I want to let people see how I see discrimination. They were walking down the street holding hands, two men, love stronger than bound rope, stronger than love itself. A hateful stranger who needs a hand to hold holds a gun instead. Your vicious words escape from a sputtering mouth. Fear fills hearts, and the cries from all the empty spaces. Society has picked the flowers they have become. They wonder, why did they do this? He was born with legs not like the others. He goes to sleep at night and hears the echoes of the cruel words from the towering people above him. Was in shock for 2 days when someone dared to tell him, get up and walk. He wonders, why do they do this? She was born into a society that sees only in black and white. Fear of violence fills her eyes day after horrible day without her loving brother. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a knife. But our so-called protectors shot him down. And now, despite her loving parents, she is a box of TNT waiting to explode. She wonders, why do they do this? He sits through hateful glances every day as his dirty and hole-punched clothes buy him a ticket to the smirks that shoot at him. He tries not to care, but how is that possible? Walking back to his so-called home is worse than walking the hallways in solitude. He is a fly trapped in a window, sanity coming to an end. He wonders, why did they do this? We will make it through the dark tunnel with every girl that sits in her room sobbing because she isn't allowed to be on the football team. There is a boy who wishes he could paint his nails without getting taunted until he can't take it. We can take it. We can be as strong as lions. Our roar can be as loud as a bear. We have to tell ourselves we are not alone. The world will never be perfect. There is no light without dark. But why am I, as an 11-year-old, trying to make a difference? Will adults see these problems barreling through our world like a runaway train? Why don't they see? Sticks and stones may break our bones. Words will always hurt us. I wonder, why does society do this?
My poem is called Two Paths of Equality, and I wrote this poem because even though I'm 11-year-old, some boys still don't want me to play football because they don't think I'm as good, but I can show them that I can be just as good as them. In the early 1900s, they finally took women's votes, as men took their paychecks. Women had charged with determination. Militant groups had fought violently as if that was what it was going to take for a woman to survive in America. When they try to tear us down, we act like women before us and refuse to go down without a fight. But men think we have the upper hand in life from looks. But we're more than beauty. We're brains. We're more than plastic, fake dress-up dolls who wear for your attention and approval. Yet, we're there when you need help. But we're more recognized when we're on TV when you want to see a catfight. There when you want to be blamed for, when you want to blame somebody for being too emotional. There for explosion. Think again. We can smell the fire burning in our hearts from rage and how we're not being treated fairly. We might not look strong on the outside, but in the inside we have a lion growling in rage and disappointment. Growling every time we hear, you can't do that, you're not strong enough, I'm the man, you listen to me. Boom, women marching, protesting passionately with anger and sadness coursing through our veins every day. People look, but they don't see. When you push us down to that place where no one wants to be. But often, we're looked upon as a pawn that moves around the chessboard, a pawn that plays society's game, that stays in one spot in history, when they don't take our votes. They, the men, the kings who will always be ahead of us. On my two paths of equality, I choose to be proud. I choose to be strong.
You are hearing Environmental Charter School's fifth grade poets. There are other poets in the fifth grade. There's six representatives that are here today sharing poetry at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, Radio Phoenix, where the Valley comes to talk, sing, connect, IQ Kids Radio, and slbradio.org. We're right at the midpoint. I'm so glad that you are able to be here to hear these great poets. And we're going to pick it up with Molly.
Hi, my name is Molly, and I wrote a poem about discrimination against sexuality. My poem is called Why Am I Afraid? I picked this topic because this is a problem that affects my friends, and so it doesn't affect me directly, but it's something that needs to be changed. Have you ever been where the monsters hide, where the wood always creaks beneath you, where the lockers end, where the sun doesn't shine? My feet hold tight as I slowly move forward. Why am I afraid? I tell myself differently, but the lies lead me back where I belong. After trudging back into the lunchroom, my food turns into an ocean of salty tears. The smell of hate and judgment pushes me back out towards the lockers. It's not you who I love, but you spill a storm in my ocean of tears. I thought I would be free from the box that's locked with chains. Why am I afraid? It's just a bunch of kids. Sitting there, I try to become one of them, but I know it's not the real me. I put others down to bring myself up. I realize this is not the real me. Why am I different? Why can't I be normal? Why am I afraid? I'm special like everyone else. I'm talented, passionate, and beautiful. Why am I afraid? Love is a gift given only to the brave. Why do we use it as an excuse to discriminate others? What's different about two hands from the same gender as long as there's a hand to hold? Their words hit me like a rocket, bringing me down to the point where my hand slips off his, leaving nothing but air. Yet in between a so-called taboo love sits a point of regret where we wish we could fight back. But reality checks in, and we know why they do this. We are not the same. We are different, unique. Still, I'm afraid. Love comes in many shapes, sizes, and colors. It's just the real me. Love is the most powerful force given to us to cherish. Why can't we have our own love? Love without judgment, without hate. Why are we afraid? If I were to hold your hand, would you laugh at me? Would you point your finger up to me and laugh hysterically? This is what it's come to. Taunts, discrimination, hate. Hate against a group of us. Hate against hate itself. That's why we're afraid.
Hi, my name's Corinne, again. And my poem is called Light at the End of the Tunnel. And I wrote it about bullying because I feel like many kids, they feel like they can't tell anybody, and they feel like they're the only ones who's going through this and they can't get through it, but I want to show them that there's a lot of people going through this and you're not alone. The sound of their silly snickers draw me into a mind of doubtful thoughts. Their words sting me like winter's sharp cold stings skin. I'm a mistake. I am different. They look at me like I'm dirt. Of course, that's what I am. I'm a fish out of water, another dark cloud, just blocking the way of the bright sun. I'm just nothing. I feel as if my life is sinking down a vast black abyss. I'm the ugly face that no one wants to see. I'm insistent to rise up, but they push me to the bottom. I'm all tied up, one big knot, never to unravel. Sometimes I imagine what my life will bring. My mind goes blank, because after all, I am just a human being, not a perfect dream. There are people who touch our hearts and people who break them instead, for those people are creeping inside me, fighting about who will win. We will face many adversities. That's the point of life. We live through happiness, sorrow, anger, shame. That's just the way we are. I will always be different. You will always be different. That's the point. We're all different, but we're all so much the same. Everyone's searching for happiness. That's just the way we are, the way we always will be. If you think that's a problem, look at yourself and see. You are different too, and I'll be different with you. I think I'm fine with just being me.
My name's Sophie, and my poem's called Piece of Paper, and I wrote it about bullying because I feel like my friends and myself has felt these feelings, and I feel very strongly about this. They watch my every move like a hawk, staring, watching, as if they were unsure of me. They prowl purposefully like predators, hunting me down. They rip me to shreds with words. I am silent. I'm still. The wilting trees blow in the wind, and the gray clouds cover my undying shame. Guilt hits me like a shotgun, penetrating my heart. Shame fills me like a rain cloud fills with water. Thinking with no thought, hoping with no hope, wishing with no wish, dreaming with no dream. The things they say are what I've come to believe. My eyes sting. They sting with salty tears. I hear them point out flaws. My flaws. Every day, my heart sinks a little deeper, drowning in their words, sinking to my stomach, my queasy stomach. My walk to school turns my insides to a butterfly garden. Each step I take, my legs shake, my heart shrinks, my hope dissolves, my courage is lost, and my self-esteem disappears. Their glares hover over me, and the cold voices pound in my head, telling me I'm different, that I'm not one of them. And I'm not. I'm not one of you. I'm me. Smart, beautiful, creative, funny, amazing, me. We are all like pieces of paper. Once we are torn, we will never be perfect again. I won't be perfect. You won't be perfect. We were never perfect. We are that piece of paper. But we can fold ourselves like origami into something beautiful and better than before. Hope is on its way.
Congratulations. You all are very brave students and people, just very brave people. And I want to congratulate you and thank you for sharing the poems you've written. I can't wait to listen to them again and again. And again, did anybody want to say something that they maybe forgot to say when we talked before you read? Any shout outs or any other remarks while we still have a chance? And then we'll let Ms. Duffy get the last word. But anybody, Anya?
I think this was my favorite unit we ever did because everyone was all like happy and stuff. And we were all like really excited. Especially like when we were practicing our poems for the poetry event in school.
Well, I definitely think this was my favorite unit because we had open discussions where we could just talk about problems that were like burning up inside of us. And I also wanted to give a shout out to my mom and my dad because they helped me so much with practicing this poem and writing it.
I would like to say that I want to add on to Anya and Lucha that I see these problems, but they don't necessarily affect me, but I see them and it kind of disturbs me that people don't see us as equal sometimes, or that we don't feel equal even though people think that we do. And that this was a very great unit for me because I got to express what I feel, I got to write what I thought, and I just got to let it all out in the open instead of just like thinking about it to myself and telling only little pockets of people. And now that I get to tell a radio show that almost everybody's going to hear, they're going to hear my poem that I feel really proudly about now. And that's really it.
Adding on to Lucia, I think that this was one of my favorite units too, because we would have class discussions and we were able to talk about things that were this like things that were stuck inside of us that we wanted to let out. And our teachers were really open about talking about problems we see and ways we can fix things in our society. And I really like this unit because of that.
This was one of my personal favorites because I love writing poetry, and especially about problems that are happening all over the world, but some people just don't understand that these things need to change and we need to do something about it, and this is just the first step of us making a difference. And sharing our poems on the radio, it makes me really happy and really proud because I can show everyone how I feel about this topic and how I really need to make a change.
Something I really loved about this was before we started this unit, I didn't know that I had a passion for writing poems, and Miss Duffy really helped me with that. And so shout out to Miss Duffy.
Well, Miss Duffy, you have a wonderful group of kids, and not just the ones that are here, but I know your whole fifth grade class participated. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I would also like to give a shout out to, Miss Duffy, because she helped me to realize that I can make a difference, and I think that was the same for everybody else, because a lot of people look down on us as children and think that we can't make a difference, but Miss Duffy really helped us and gave us ways that we can make a difference, so shout out to her.
Yeah, adding on to Molly, like, our class, and I know the rest of the fifth grade, had very deep discussions and really made us believe that we can make a difference in our society if we see these problems in the world.
Also, another thing I really, really liked about the unit is that before we had all of these discussions, I felt like very like not open and very just I felt like locked up, and then we got to share it with a community that we're with a lot, and it really made a difference.
So I guess I just wanted to wrap up by saying how incredibly proud I am of these guys, and that I wholeheartedly believe in them as people, and I'm so excited to see them. Happy to have seen them grow as fourth graders into fifth graders, and they're going to be going into middle school taking all of these things that they've learned with them, and I know that they're going to have an amazing impact on the people around them, and I really believe that they're going to be able to change the world. They're amazing, fantastic people.
And Anya, since you got us started off with the poetry, I'm going to let you finish. I saw you had a comment you wanted to make.
I think this was also another thing about this unit was everyone really, like, we weren't fighting a lot. And, like, when this unit ended, we kind of fell apart, I think. Yeah, so I think that this was a way for everyone to open up in all three classes. And I know for me personally, every time I get, like, emotional, I close up, don't let anyone see it. So I think, like, boys especially, even though they're not here, they actually told us, like, I made one of them read their poetry. They didn't want to read it, but I think it affected a lot of us.
Well, I hope you'll all be back and that you'll all keep writing. The Environmental Charter School members of the fifth grade class, and our thanks to Ms. Duffy, Mr. Burke, and to everyone at Environmental Charter School.